Have you ever been in one of those meetings where the more people you add, the slower everything seems to move? It's a real thing, and it's called the Ringelmann effect. It happens all the time in human teams, but out in the wild, that's not necessarily the case for ants. You've got weaver ants, these tiny, lace-stitching geniuses that somehow get better the more of them that there are. They don't just keep up, they actually become stronger with each person that gets added. But how do they do it, and what could we learn about building better teams for us, whether it's in the office or on a work site or even robotics? To help us break down this issue, I'm going to be speaking to someone far more qualified than I am. Dr. Chris R. Reed is a PhD ARC Future Fellow of Behavioural Ecology at Macquarie University, and he joins us on the line now. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on. So what specific experimental setup actually revealed that individual ants become stronger in larger groups, and how surprising was this result in light of conventional theories around teamwork?
These ants are, as you say, they're fascinating little creatures. They nest up in the trees and they pull leaves together and stitch them together with silk, so they're in a nice ball for them to nest in. But as they're pulling them together, that's when we see them line up and actually grab onto each other in a line and pull as a long chain of ants. And it's something that we don't see very often. And so we thought, let's see what actually is the benefit of the ants in doing this strange behavior. So we brought the ants into the lab. We had them try to nest inside a paper leaf. But the end of that leaf was attached by a thin wire to a load cell, which measures force. So as the ants pulled this leaf back, we could see what force the whole team was pulling on that leaf with and relate that back to the setup of the team, as in how many ants are pulling individually, how many are in a chain, and how long are the chains, in a way to try to interrogate how does the force change as the ants line up and pull on each other. That was the basic setup.
It's fascinating. It's really intricate. So as part of the research, could you explain a little bit about what the Ringelmann effect is and how these ants not only avoid it but end up outperforming in ways that challenge your assumptions about group coordination and efficiency?
Yeah, for sure. So as you mentioned earlier, one of these examples for human teams is in a large committee or some kind of meeting, but it also applies in tug of war, which is a bit more relatable in this setup with the ants. So as you add more humans to a tug of war team, every human you add, you actually get a diminishing return of force. So in larger teams, the person who just added actually pulls with much less force than if you had a smaller team on an individual basis. And we think this is down to two things. This is the Ringelmann effect, as you say, but it's down to two things. One is maybe we're not so good at coordinating our efforts and we interrupt each other. With bigger teams, it's harder. But actually, it seems that the most important factor is what they call social loafing. So if humans perceive that they're in a larger group, they just put in less effort because pretty much they can get away with it. They're lazy. So we thought, is that the same for the ants? If so, why would they make these chains? And in fact, what we found is they don't only overcome the Ringelmann effect, they actually do the opposite. They get better. So the more ants you have in these pulling teams, the more efficient every ant is in the entire team.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to wonder, is there something going on in their brains that's not going on in ours, or the opposite? Because, you did that experiment and you see, videos online of how ants will carry, different bugs and carcasses, and they just kind of get it done in a way that people don't really get things done.
They do, and we think it's not necessarily the answer, something not smarter or doing anything mystical. It's just that their simple individual behaviours add up to become really sophisticated behaviours when you add more and more ants. So more is not just better, but different in these cases. Mm. And certainly we think that there is a biomechanical explanation for the efficiency in the pulling chains.
Hmm. And so given the finding that those longer ant chains are actually more effective than your multiple short ones, what do you think that suggests about structural and biomechanical principles that underlie collective strength, and how might that inform us in the future in things like robotics or swarm designs?
Yeah, well, we've only got a theory at the moment. We haven't fully tested this, but we think what's happening with these ants is that if an ant is pulling, she has quite a good attachment onto the ground, but as she's pulling, she is susceptible to being pulled back by sort of the forces of the leaf pulling back against her. So if she lines up in a chain with other ants, not only are there more legs on the ground at one time, but those ants, especially if you find this at the ants at the rear of the chain, they adopt a more stretched out posture and actually are better able to resist the pulling back force of the leaf. And so basically these longer chains can sort of absorb the pulling force from all the ants around them, and that makes everyone in the whole team more efficient. So it is quite a, we think it's quite unique to this sort of setup for the ants, but it could have an application in terms of multi-legged robots. So there's lots of robots being built nowadays which are inspired by insects, and they have six legs or more, but they really move around in a sort of pre-programmed, very sort of basic, limited way that's very unlike what insects do. And so we think that by studying insects, especially teams of insects, like in our case, we can get better ways for legged robots to actually perform work and move around in the environment in a much more efficient way.
It'll be fascinating to see how that develops, for sure. So, of course, beyond the clear biological context of what these ants are doing, how do the insights that you've gained from studying them, I guess, complicate what our understanding is of social organisation and labour division in human systems?
Well, I guess it's another way of showing how lots of simple behaviours at the individual level can lead to the emergence of really interesting behaviours at the group level. I wouldn't go so far as to say that our study of pulling chains in ants is going to make committee meetings more efficient, but it certainly would highlight a way that humans can work better together in teams. Maybe we need to keep our committee meetings shorter just for efficiency.
Yeah, absolutely. Less meetings, shorter meetings that exist, and there's still more that we can learn from the ants in the future. Unfortunately, we're out of time, Doctor, but thank you for coming on today. It's been a fascinating chat.
Thanks for having me. It was great to talk about it.
This is our pleasure. And that was, of course, Dr. Chris Reed, ARC Future Fellow of Behavioural Ecology at Macquarie University, looking at the dynamics of weaver ants and their ability to turn teamwork on its head.